Missouri Net News is presented by Missouri Electric Cooperatives. Learn how to keep your family safe around electricity by going to membersfirst.coop.
I'm Jason Taylor. A missing man from southeast Missouri's Dexter was found dead near his home Sunday. KFES reports the body of Joshua Monroe was located near his home, and an investigation is underway to determine what happened. Missouri State Auditor Nicole Galloway will be in St. Louis this morning to disclose an audit of the Sex Offender Registration Program. The probe examines the noncompliance rates and enforcement of registry requirements statewide, including noncompliance by county. Missouri has roughly 19,000 registered sex offenders, and 1,200 of them are not meeting regulations. Deputy Rashid Brown with the Jackson County Sheriff's Office in western Missouri says his county is trying to find more than 430 missing sex offenders.
There are obviously sex offenders who have committed crimes against children, but a large percentage of the sex offenders that we have here are due to sexual misconduct, sexual abuse, or deviant sex crimes.
Brown says some offenders complain about the process. They must set up an appointment, wait in line, and plan accordingly for their quarterly law enforcement check-ins. A Republican woman is trying to defeat a female who is the only Democratic lawmaker in southwest Missouri. Sarah Semple is a real estate agent with Keller Williams in Springfield. Like many Republicans, she favors lower taxes and less government, which she says is a big difference between her and incumbent Representative Crystal Quaid.
I'm a big proponent for personal responsibility and making an environment where people can take care of each other, take care of themselves, rely on their local community. And I feel like Representative Quaid is more focused on what can the government do for you? How can we take taxpayer dollars?
The inner city Springfield, Missouri House District has been occupied by Democrats for the past several election cycles. Quaid is running for a second term in that the 132nd district. Raytown police near Kansas City are investigating a triple homicide after multiple bodies were found in front of a residence last night. No suspect information is available after officers found three men dead from apparent gunshot wounds. A 97-year-old man drowned Saturday evening in Lake Taneycomo east of Branson. Clarence Lohr of Clay City, Indiana, was found floating in the water near Tanglewood Resort. Missouri's governor is hoping for a good turnout at this upcoming Saturday's inaugural Parson Family Fall Festival in downtown Jefferson City. Ryan Houseworth reports.
The event, which is free and open to the public, will take place Saturday from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the governor's mansion. It will feature vendors, children's activities, and a bluegrass band. Caramel apples and fresh apple cider will be provided. Activities will include a photo booth, pumpkin painting, and a straw maze. There will also be a train for children to ride. More than a dozen vendors will be on the mansion lawn and driveway.
Details at MissouriNet.com. This is Missouri Net News.